Scholastic Audio presents The 39 Clues, Book 3, The Sword Thief, by Peter Larengis. Read for you by David Pitu. Chapter 1. They were toast. Amy Cahill eyed the battered black duffel bag rumbling up the airport conveyor belt. It bulged at the corners. The sign above the belt said, "Thank you for visiting Venice. Random pieces of checked luggage will be searched in 5 languages."
"Oh, great," Amy said. "How random is random?" "I told you, a ninja warrior must always keep his swords in his carry-on,"
whispered her brother, Dan, who had been operating on brain deficit for as long as Amy could remember.
"Excuse me, Jackie Chan, but carry-on luggage is always X-rayed,"
Amy whispered back.
"There are extra special rules about samurai swords in backpacks, even if they belong to scrawny, delusional 11-year-olds who think they're ninjas. What was wrong with 'we need them to slice the veal parmigiana'?"
Dan said.
"It would have worked fine. The Italians understand food." "Can you understand 5 to 20 years, no parole?"
Dan shrugged. He lifted up a mesh-sided pet carrier, inside of which a very disgruntled-looking Egyptian Mao was eyeing him suspiciously.
"Bye-bye, Saladin," he sang into the mesh. "Remember, when we get to Tokyo, red snapper sushi every night."
Murr.